Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have NDSU Extension Agent and 4-H Coordinator for Stutzman County, Robin Barnes. Robin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Yes. Hello, and welcome, and it's summertime, Robin, and that can only mean one thing.
The fair.
It's county fair time. And Robin, we're going to run through some of the things that people can expect with the upcoming Stutzman County Fair, one of the longest running county fairs in the state of North Dakota. Right. I believe it was the longest, and one of the biggest as well. And it's coming up starting next week, but things really start kicking off for you guys this weekend, it sounds like,
right?
When it comes fair time.
4-H does a lot more than what just the fair does. So, yes. You know, the regular fair starts Wednesday afternoon on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 4-H'ers start Sunday because we have to set up all those beautiful booths that they put their static exhibits in that Russ Mellon building. So Sunday afternoon, we start working on that. And then Monday, all of those exhibits are judged.
Yeah.
So we're busy Sunday and Monday afternoons already.
Right.
Tuesday starts the horse show on the 25th. The fair is not open. You know, there's no fair yet.
Right.
But the horse show is on that day. It starts at 9 a.m. And then that evening, after the horse show is over, and hopefully around 6 p.m., we have a dog showmanship contest.
Awesome.
Then Wednesday, we start all over again. And at 1:30, we have our poultry show, followed by the rabbit show. And that evening, we will have an alpaca llama show.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a very unique thing. They do an obstacle course and a PR promotional course. And it's really interesting to watch that. So it's a fun one to come watch.
Okay.
Thursday then, on the 27th, we start at 9 a.m. with the swine show. At 2 o'clock, we have our sheep show, and our goat show follows that.
Okay.
Then Friday. Friday the 28th, we have our dairy show starting at 8 a.m. with our beef show following the Round Robin Showmanship Championship Contest, which is all of our livestock showmanship winners that come together and they compete for a belt buckle.
Awesome.
For the junior and the senior. And that starts at 4:30. Then our premium sale starts at 6. We have a few awards presented before then, and all of our bidders are invited to come in at 5:15 approximately to have a meet and greet at the livestock arena.
Perfect.
Most of these shows are right there, either in the livestock arena or in the horse arena.
Okay.
So they will be around. I'm hoping to have a few more posters up and stuff, but if you're interested in any of these shows, you know, be sure and come on out to the arenas, see where all the people are at.
Yeah.
Follow the people.
Follow the people. That's a great way to look at that, Robin. And yeah, I mean, like you said, for the 4-H'ers, things kick off. And I mean, it's even fair to say these guys have been working well before this point, too.
Oh, yeah. To get these animals ready and prepared and their static exhibits, all of those, you know, their craft projects and their wood projects and their metal products, they all have been working on these for quite a while.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a culmination of what they've been working for the year for. And bringing it out for you all to see.
Yeah. Now, we got to hit on Saturday as well, because that's a very, very fun day.
Saturday is kind of a letdown day for the kids. It's still busy.
Yes.
And they have quite a few fun things going on. Because the livestock people have a livestock fitting contest where the teams, and they have fun with it. They make funny names for their teams. And they can win $100 as a team.
Awesome.
So that's one of their fun things. We also have at 11:30 something new this year that our 4-H'ers are going to try and do and learn and maybe eventually have a contest for is called Rabbit Agility.
Rabbit Agility.
Yes. They go through little jumps and the rabbit must be leash trained.
Got it.
They're in a little pen and they're going to have an exhibition going on right outside the rabbit barn, which it depends on how the weather is, if it's, you know, outside in the grassy area or if it's in the north side on the cement area. It's all weather pending, of course. They're going to have a little exhibition on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. in or near the rabbit barn.
Okay.
And you can watch some of the 4-H'ers show what exactly rabbit agility is.
That's fun.
Yeah, it should be real interesting. And then, of course, we have our fifth annual Wiener Dog Races.
These were so fun. These are so fun to go to.
It is amazing. You never know where those dogs are going to go. And last year we even had people with posters, in the stands that were yelling and screaming for their dog to win. So yeah, the Wiener Dog Races start at 1 p.m. Okay. in the Livestock Arena. If you have a Wiener Dog or one of that size, you can probably get that entered.
Awesome. Okay? Excellent.
So if you have a question, let me know at the office. I'll give you that number at the end. But we can get you connected with the gal that is setting that up, and she can approve it and make sure. We do charge a $5 fee, which goes to our dog for each program.
Yes.
And you must have a rabies certificate. They must be leashed. And you cannot take your dogs anywhere else but at the livestock arena, and not in any of the barns or anything.
Exactly,
the buildings.
With the animals and everything,
right.
For sure.
Final thing of, well, it's not the final thing, but the other thing to watch for on Saturday, right after the Wiener Dog Races, we're going to have a horse costume contest. Now, I'm not sure how many of the kids will be doing this, but I know there's a few of our 4-H'ers that have exhibited there with their horses and have them there. We'll dress up themselves and their horse into some sort of a theme costume.
Okay.
And they're going to be presenting this at 3:30 in the Livestock Arena. We will be having a people's choice. So, if you're there, you can cheer on the one that you like the best.
Yes.
But yes, I'm hoping we get some participation. It's kind of an open thing if, if the kids want to or not. So we'll see how we get them going. All week long during the fair hours, which of course that starts on Wednesday afternoon and goes through Saturday night, TSC has donated a couple of chicken coops, one very large one medium-sized one. And we had this last year and had great turnout. This year he's got the mini chicken coop that sits on a table full of peanuts in a shell.
Okay.
You need to count how many nuts are in the hen house. You can have a $1 guess as many times as you want.
Hmm.
So at TSC, you can see this entry form, put your name and your contact number and your guess on it, and you can, put in as many as you want.
Yeah.
I think you can see they have them sitting up but not in the front. So you can ask to see the chicken coops, but they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
He will have them, Travis from TFC will have them at the fair near the poultry barn and be selling tickets there too. So
you can do that there as well.
You can pick them up right there.
It's super fun. And like you said, Robin, very successful in its first year. So
yes.
Robin Barnes again joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Stutzman County Fair. It does kick off on Wednesday and go through Saturday. But like we said, 4-H'ers are going to have everything going and by about Sunday. And we did talk about a lot of things, Robin. There's so many things happening that people can come and check out. But they're encouraged to stop by, and they're going to be a long list available at the fairgrounds,
posters,
right?
There's going to be posters sitting around. Yeah. If you have any questions, grab a 4-H'er and ask them what's going on, because most of them will know what it is. Some of them will be lost in space, because that's how it gets after a few days of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a lot of things. Even Saturday night, we have a parade of champions that our 4-H'ers are involved in, that I like to recognize each and every 4-H'er that has won exceptionally well over the year in all of the events, not just at the fair.
Right.
So we have that. Then we have a 4-H picnic that for our families to just kind of relax and hang out.
After the whole whirlwind of the fair and of the whole year. Robin, and you said if anybody has questions about these events and getting involved even with 4-H, they're more than welcome to reach out.
Yes. Give us a call at the extension office at 252-9030 and ask for Robin. But Alicia or Christina or Stephanie could help you out too. We could all find the answer or get the answer to you. We have a Facebook page, the NDSU Stutzman County Extension Facebook page.
Yes.
We're going to try and get all of these shows on as an event, so they'll be there for you to look at also for times and stuff.
Yeah.
It is just a lot of things going on all week long.
It is. And I highly encourage it, you know, just here at the end here, Robin, I highly encourage anybody, even if you're not interested in, you know, cows or chickens or rabbits or what have you, stop by and just see how much work these kids have put in, because that's all they're looking for, is to show off what they've done and what they've been working on. So grab a hot dog or something, grab a corn dog and walk through all the exhibits and check it out, because these kids do some great work.
Definitely. Yeah. The Russ Mellon building is the static building, and that's the exhibits that are not animals.
Right.
And it's full. We have 14 4-H clubs, and we'll have 14 booths there. Wow. With all of their good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what they've done.
Yeah.
And we also have Reister Meats will be parked right by there, so you can, you know, grab a bite there, some good food, and come on into the bar, the building, and take a look at what these kids have worked on. And then, of course, the animals are always there, and there are so many.
Yes.
We're even going to have some peacocks in the bird barn.
Really?
You bet.
See, now you've got me sold, because I love peacocks.
But
are so
I don't
so
know
beautiful.
That they're going to be out with the tails. So
okay.
Unfortunately, I think our space is a rather limited.
Got it. Okay. So yeah, check it all out. Stutzman County Fair again beginning next Wednesday. But the 4-H exhibits will be there all week, and we want people to go check them out. And Robin, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you. We always appreciate the promo here.